So you travel to the schools locally, Breeze, here?
I've been all over the country, don't I?
Have you?
It all started. I was in a number of years in a bad place in my head, or they call it depression. I don't call it depression. It was just I didn't know what to do, because the world I grew up in was just disappearing around me. I mean, the fields I played in, they're all built on. The trees I climbed are cut. Do you know that kind of a way? This, it came to a point, all the sound of a chainsaw, it was agony almost for me. Do you know? And I got involved in all sorts of environmental things, and, you know, petitions for this, that and the other thing. Well, I might as well have sat my arse, for it changed nothing. Nothing. It's all happened. Do you know? But in the middle of all that preoccupation with saving the planet, I was neglecting my doorstep, if you like. You know, and I remember somebody said to me one day about, it was a badge I saw on somebody's, think globally, act locally. Do you know? And while I did act locally, I mean, that LMMDS thing, do you remember that?
I do, yeah.
Do you remember the one that chained herself to the cattle grid?
Oh, I do.
That was me. That was me, Donald. That was one of my many madnesses. But, so, I actually tried then, it was one day sitting here at this kitchen table, and me mind going all over the place about poor this and poor that, and just something came to me. Breezy, instead of sitting around moping and fighting hopeless cases,
go and do something.
Do something you can do, you know, and that's how it all started. And just again, Donald, from the mother herself, it has to be the case, because where else did it come from? But just the idea of baking bread with children, because so few children were actually experiencing it in these times. So I went up to the local national school, Paddy McDyer. He'd be a son of Columba McDyer,
who played for Donegal and Cavan.
Paddy, and Paddy's very open-minded, you know, and he's open to new ideas and so on. And I went up to him, and I suppose maybe he decided to give it a shot, because he saw something in it. But I says I says, Paddy, listen, I have this wee idea, you know, to bake buns with children and tell them a wee story, and, you know, would you let me give it a trial run here? Paddy said, Breezy, any day that suits you. So at that stage, I didn't have a portable oven. So it was a case of baking the batch. Even the story, that first story, came in that way as well.
Yeah.
The Tickle Tom Cherry Bun story. At home, I had prepared a batch first and brought them up and left them in the teacher's room.
Right.
And did the batch with the children in the classroom, and then whisked them off to the magic oven, and waited a few minutes and brought the ones I prepared at home. And
but the teacher encouraged you very much. So
yes, Paddy McDyer.
He was very helpful to you.
So anyway, that was 2001, I think. Yeah. And in their wee Christmas magazine at the National School up here in Glenties, Paddy included a wee article about my visit, and Lord, another school must have read it, or he read it, and it grew, and
it took off.
And then I was invited to become part of the Heritage in the School scheme, which is a scheme run by the IMTO and the Heritage Council, and I'm included in a directory, and I have the grand title of Heritage Specialist.
Very, very good, though. It's just an interesting story, the way it took off.
So that's, I should, to every national school in Ireland, and if it suits me to go where I'm invited, like I was in Mayo there like a week ago for 3 days, and just that, you know. So and then the adult presentation came out of that as well, and that happened in fact in the year my mother died. I think it was 2005. I had a few weeks of a run up in Mayo, all over the place.
To different schools.
Different schools. Yeah. I know Mayo like the back of my hand. I was up and down for 6 weeks.
But you got on very well.
But Sheila O'Connor, this incredible woman, she's a school coordinator down there, and it was she who said, God, Breezy, would you not do an evening in the hall for us? This was in Laherdon, County Mayo. Would you not do an evening in the hall for us? And from that, and I thought, feck, what am I going to do, you know? And then I thought, you know, all I have to do is adapt the children's presentation and make it for adults.
So you went for it?
And I went for it, and that took off as well, and the rest is history.
Brilliant.
You know? And I've been trying to develop another aspect to it for some years now, and it grows a little bit each year, to do a seafood show as well, if you like, you know, to just promote our ocean heritage as well.
Exactly. So you've written short stories going with a lot of the recipes, and
that's
brilliant. That's very gifted.
And they're all for the children, and it's my hope, Donald. It's my hope that I can, in fact, I would need to get maybe for Christmas market this year a collection of the Glentown stories and the recipes, and even if I just get them done on the laptop or get something like that, because publishing is so expensive. Do you know
when was your book published, though, Breezy? Would have been
2006.
Right.
Yeah. Bread, Scone, Stories and Songs.
Yeah.
Have you seen it?
Oh, I have. I was looking at the last year when somebody came in and just...
Yeah, yeah.